I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go! Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The Rob Brown Show is live on your radio. It's Monday, my dudes. And you know, as well as I do, that means that we have got 10 gazillion things that we need to talk about this AM. And then probably a few more on top of that. Happy Monday. Hope the weekend was spectacular. It was a preseason weekend, I think, for all of us. You know, the NFL teams, they get their preseason. Two teams get four games. The rest of them get three games to kind of find their swag, find their style, find their step before they've got to step feet between the white lines and enter into mutual combat for 17 football games to determine who moves on to the playoffs. But they get some time, yeah? They get a little preseason. They get a little warm-up time to go out there, go 4 of 6 for 53 yards, look pretty good, or not do that, whatever the case might be.
That sounds oddly specific.
I wasn't honing in on any one particular player. Probably everybody. Listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for the vibes, but not great, Pop. Not great, Pop. My team sucks.
Didn't know I was going to get to play that so early. But
nah, my team sucks.
That Tyler Shuck, boy. After that interception.
He honestly didn't look bad.
It
looked great.
It's not hard to hit that. I mean, it's a pretty long pass. I mean, that dude was wide open, though. So, I mean, that was good. You got a receiver wide open. Quarterback hit the wide open receiver. Got a touchdown out of it. Why are you so negative?
Not negative. I'm just not positive.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're getting with most of these teams because there's a mix of twos and threes going up against starters and then, you know, not all of an entire starting offensive lines out there. Just get little bits and pieces of fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm having fun. Super duper fun.
Like seeing all the Ohio State alums show out. I mean, you know.
It's boy Trevion Henderson. Touch one in the NFL. Goes a hundy back to the crib. Pretty solid start for him.
I've heard Abuka had a pretty good game,
Mekhi
too.
Abuka looked pretty good. The Buckeyes, everybody who doesn't play quarterback for Ohio State looks great in the NFL. You know? It's just the damn quarterback spot.
How did the Ohio State quarterbacks do over the weekend? How did Justin Fields look with the Jets?
Justin Fields looked, I'm telling you. My dude, he's going to be fine.
Did Houston play? I don't know if they played.
If they did,
I don't think that.
Irby played. One of the things, this is why I say this was a preseason weekend for everybody. And that includes us, because I got to the end of Bet for the Cycle on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And when I got to the end of Bet for the Cycle, went out to the living room where the lady friend was seated, and she was watching, you know, she was watching her shows because she's a college football gal. The NFL pretty much starts and ends for her with my team. So she was watching whatever she was watching. And I went out in the living room and she goes, "Is it football time?" I was like, "Ma'am, until about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, it's football time. You got me for a couple of hours now. You got me for a couple of hours tomorrow afternoon. Outside of that, congrats on making it to your football widow era." And so we sat down, we started watching some ball, and I realized that I need more TVs. I gotta get back to the old setup. I didn't take the time to set up the Bro Cave for optimal football watching experience because there were too many games. And I'm like, oh, let's check in on this guy. Let's check in on that guy. Let's check in on that squad. Let's check in on this unit, whatever. And I realized like a couple of hours into Saturday evening with games whipping around everywhere, I got to get back into the flow state, man. I got to get back into my comfort zone because I wasn't there yet. It took me a little bit of time. We only had two games yesterday. And even with a little bit of crossover in two games yesterday, I still was kind of like, I was a wee bit overwhelmed. I don't know why. There's a lot to take away from NFL preseason week number one. We had three games on Thursday. We had, three games on Friday. We had eight games yesterday or Saturday and two games yesterday. And there's a lot to take away from it. But I even last night, in fact, I was, here's a thing that Zoe's going to be proud of in a weird fatherly way. I was asleep at 9 o'clock last night.
Good for you, man.
I slept from 9 o'clock to the chagrin of my dearly beloved. I was asleep at 9 o'clock last night. I did not hear when doggo number one asked to go out at like 12:45 at night. And there was, 12:45 this morning. And then again, when the other doggo asked to go out at about 2 o'clock this morning, I woke up this morning and she looked at me and she's like, "Take them both out. They both woke me up. You didn't hear them." All right. I was out. I was zonked. And that is because yesterday afternoon, she asked if I could do a couple of fillets on the Blackstone, which I did. Made ourselves a little pasta carbonara with some fillets in there. Fillets and shrimp. Did a little steak and seafood carbonara yesterday. It was delightful. And then I filmed. I watched film. That's what I did. I went to, checked out all of the NFL games. And the problem with preseason is for a lot of these games, not only do you not know who's playing and for how long, but it can be kind of tough to keep up with that because you got mix and match units all over the place, right? For instance, one of the more frustrating moments for me was that I've told you a number of times, I don't really bet on preseason NFL games because they're wonky. They're hard to get a grip on. But when Dave Canales said starters are going for the full half of the first and second NFL preseason games, when I looked and I saw that Cleveland's starters were not going and certainly not for the full half, I went, all right. Cats -5.5 at -110. That's a good line. Bryce Young getting his first real workout with his new wide receivers. I'll go BY over 1.5 touchdowns at +125. Felt pretty good about that. BY got yanked after what, three series? First series did not go well. Hey, it's the first series. What are you going to do? Second series, BY takes him down the length of the field. Third series, he takes him down the length of the field. McMillan drops what should have been a tutty on, and I mean this, trying not to overreact. That should have been a touchdown pass that hit Mac in the hands off the in-break in the back of the end zone. If you haven't seen that throw, go watch that throw. because that throw is what Bryce Young is capable of. I'm not saying 1,000%. That throw, and not just that throw, but the setup to it from Teteroa McMillan. I was having this conversation on Bet for the Cycle on Saturday with our dear friend Abe Gordon of 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, who swung by on the show to talk a little Falcons football. We did our NFC South preview on Saturday. So Abe pulls up, and I'm like, all right, what do you expect to see, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, you know, what's the big takeaway from week one of the NFL preseason for you? And Abe said, I can't wait for the absolute and dire overreactions, positive and negative, from fans everywhere. Because that's what we do. We see our football team for 10 minutes, and then we go, oh, we're going to suck, or oh, we're winning the Super Bowl, and all range in between. So I do my best.
So you're saying you're overreacting now? Is that what you're saying?
No.
It was a good series.
It was a good series.
Yeah, it was.
Minus the first series, BY looked beyond solid. Outside of the first series, which on the way was two runs and a drop pass before the punt, a sack, a run, and a drop pass before the
It was all right, and hopefully it improves. But again, I am also keeping in mind not necessarily number one everything. You're not showing everything you can do. It is preseason, but there is also the concern that he was not going up against Cleveland's number ones.
Don't disagree. You know what I'm looking for if that's the case? Do you look sharp? And he looks sharp. I mean, you can say we're not getting overhyped, too much knee-jerk. It wasn't the ones, yada, yada. And that's all well and good and fine and accurate. And accurate. Let's be clear. And accurate. But if you've got your ones against their twos, what do I expect to see out of my quarterback? Sharp, crisp, understanding of the offense, hit the right throws. That's what he did.
I mean, if I was going to overreact, I would be talking about Patrick Mahomes, you know, throwing one pass and then was done for the game.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
Touchdown, by the way. Yeah.
I don't disagree. I again, week one NFL preseason is prime real estate for us to overreact.
I do have concerns, though, about which has been my concern going into this whole thing. I think that Bryce Young has some awesome weapons. If the offensive line can block for him, he's got a good shot to win some games this year. But the defense, still. I mean, I'm glad that Derek's back and everything, but the defense, they still did not look good. And I know it's preseason. I didn't think they looked that good.
I will.
Or is Shador better than what some people thought?
I will start with, I think Shador might be better than some people thought. Honestly, like I
was being sarcastic.
No, I know you were. My takeaway was, I don't know this for a fact. I'm willing to bet Mel Kiper Jr. had his pants off for a good point of that Panthers game on Friday.
I don't understand that. Is he a little overweight or something?
Yeah, bless your heart. Okay. I'm just going to let that joke sit right there.
All right.
I'm saying Mel Kiper Jr. was probably sexually aroused by the performance of Shador Sanders.
No, I understood what you were saying. I was trying to get you to get past that because that's a little.
Why would I get past that? It's a great joke.
That's a weird thing.
It's a great joke.
It is early on a Monday, so I suppose.
It's a great joke. We might as well get weird. Here's what I would start with. Number one, no Derrick Brown still, which I have been saying for a minute. And this is why taking care of his injury might be the most important job the Panthers have in this preseason. Because to me, that defense's improvement is going to be the defense itself anchored by a guy who, in my opinion, is one of the best two or three defensive tackles in the National Football League.
By the way, I love Derrick Brown, and hopefully he recovers fully from that injury, but that's not always the case.
Derrick Brown is one of the best two or three when healthy, one of the best two or three defensive tackles in the National Football League. And you can ask most successful GMs, but I don't think you need to go any further than Eagles GM Howie Roseman, who repeatedly says he believes in the concept of building the defense from the inside out and starting closest to the football. Defensive tackle, edge rusher, linebackers, defensive backs. Well, if that is the case, and right now I'm going to have a hard time making an argument that goes against the philosophy of Howie Roseman and what he's done, going to two of the last three Super Bowls, winning one of them. And I would also make the argument that although they are not as outward about their philosophy, when Chris Jones got re-signed by the Chiefs, it was pretty obvious they at least have a adherence to the same philosophy. You start at the line and you build from the football out. And Derrick Brown being an anchor of that defense is a big part of it. I would also point out that J.C. Horn did not play in this game. He had that car accident last week, kept him out of the mix. That's your number one guy. That is a guy that I suspect at the end of this year, when J.C. Horn's been in, got his 3 years, that's usually the time that rookies get to sign their second extension or their first extension, their second contract. I've got a sneaky suspicion that at some point next offseason, J.C. Horn is going to sign a contract extension that if it doesn't make him the highest paid defensive back in the National Football League, is likely going to have him inside the top three. Now, that works on the assumption that he stays healthy and he doesn't miss time and he's out there all 17 games or close to it, etc. But he was unavailable, not because he was hurt on a football field, but because he was hurt off of one. He was unavailable last night. You had arguably your top two defensive, Friday night. You had arguably your top two defensive players unavailable for that game. I would also make the point that this is talking about the defense on Friday and only talking about the defense on Friday. I will make the argument that's actually a very good thing for Carolina. And the good thing, the reason that's a good thing for Carolina is preseason is meant to be nitpicky. Preseason is meant for us to go, here's what's wrong and here's what's wrong and here's what's wrong. And if what we are talking about from the Friday night game for the Carolina Panthers is, oh, the defense came up short, which is fine. If what we're talking about is the defense came up short, despite the fact that they were missing their, I would argue, two best players on that side of the football, what that says to me is you don't really have a lot to nitpick about the offense, because we will always nitpick offense first. After the first drive, I was like, uh-oh.
I already said that. I said not worried about the offense. I've been saying that all along. I'm worried about the defense. And again, that was a rookie out there doing what he did against you. Wasn't an amazing performance. No, it was a really good performance by Shador. But that has me concerned about Carolina's defense.
It is. One game. And again, my take there was not about you specifically.
Okay, because it started out with me talking. Most people probably thought you were coming at me.
No, I feel like you thought I was coming at you. I feel like the takeaway was.
I speak for the people.
When
people
I said.
Have spoken.
When I said most people are talking about, what I meant was most people who I have read and listened to and heard the pods and all that over the weekend are talking about the defense, because it was in that game the defense that looked like there was the most to pick apart. But I look at the defense again without their best two players.
Shador thought the same thing.
I look at the defense without their best two players, and my takeaway from it was, number one, it is the preseason. And one of the things that you will not see a ton of in the preseason, and you can go look at any of the 16 games that took place from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You do not, this is kind of an unspoken rule about preseason NFL football. You don't see a lot of blitzes. You don't see a ton of extra pressure. It's kind of an unspoken rule that you don't really bring a ton of heat defensively. Because you don't want to hurt anybody else's football team. And then B, I do believe there is some aspect or element of, just like we talk about with the offense, you don't want to put all your cards on the table before we get to week one. Here's our stunts. You want that to kind of come as a surprise, and you unveil it as is needed to get wins in the regular season. So Shador Sanders really never saw more than four rushers. And most of those were from the D-line or in a three front from the three D-linemen and maybe an edge rusher off the outside. Not a lot of rushes. But I also concur with the great one in that Shador Sanders probably looked better than a lot of people have expected him to. I will also argue that he didn't, again, see a lot of extra pressure. Is he going to look? The couple of times that four was enough to get to Shador Sanders, I could see that the mentality flipped to, I got to run. Like his eyes left the wide receivers. It was less of a scramble to buy time to get a guy open and more of, I got to get the hell out of here. And a couple of times he ran the wrong way, was running backwards instead of laterally and around. There are still elements of concern. But I do not think in the preseason you are going to get a ton of view about what the offense or defense is really going to look like. So we got some takeaways, but we still got a lot to be shown down the line. Preseason games, Lonzo, they're like a bikini. You know?
I think it's a good time to go to break. Ugh, I feel nauseous.
4 hours!
I like bikinis, by the way. Don't get that wrong.
Of Elite Sports Talk Radio, start now. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Let's go. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio, it is. The Fan Up State, Carolina getting their first preseason game underway on Friday night.
You know, the one thing we didn't talk about, or you didn't, I don't know if you're waiting on it or waiting for Fight Club about the Panthers.
Old XL deciding to throw, listen, y'all know how we feel about Xavier Legette. Love some Xavier Legette. My guy. Even the fight, like, okay, not the right time when...
The punches weren't bad. It's just, you're stupid if you punch someone's helmet.
Any punch thrown at a guy wearing a helmet is a bad punch.
It's just not.
It's a bad punch.
Yeah.
Any punch thrown at... The only purpose of a helmet is to keep a guy from getting hit in the head. I don't even mind... The fight itself. Is it the right decision for a guy whose offseason matters a lot? And by the way, because there are a number of people who are now saying Jalen Coker should take Xavier Legette's spot as wide receiver number two. And Jalen Coker put up a pretty good argument on Friday Jalen Coker had the touchdown that should have gone to Teteroa McMillan, but he dropped it. They come back, run it to the other side. And Jalen Coker, phenomenal route, great pass from BY, read it, anticipated, threw it in the right spot. Jalen Coker comes up with a tutty, heading to the back of the end zone. There was already a conversation about whether Jalen Coker should move into the wide receiver two spot. And the only argument after preseason game number one that I have against it is Xavier Leggett's size should be an advantage for Bryce Young. Xavier Leggett's size should be an advantage for Xavier Leggett. But this offseason, to me, is a massively important season for Xavier Leggett. This is the offseason that we were going to utilize to find out, is Xavier Leggett the guy? Did he do enough work in the offseason to get the hands right? Is he the guy, or is he John Mingo? And we don't have an answer yet. And what I do know that I would, if given the opportunity, tell Xavier Leggett, and I think he gets it. I think he knows, because XL, I don't know when the tweet came out, but it came across my feed while the game was still happening on Friday. I believe I read it during the game on Friday, where XL was like, yo, my bad, Panther Nation. My fault, won't happen again, whatever. Football is obviously a very emotional game. And if you think it's emotional for us as fans, yeah, like most of these players take it seriously. One of the most frustrating things in the game for me has always been when people say, oh, you know, I prefer college football because it matters more and it's less about the money. You know, these players take this seriously. It is something that matters to the overwhelming majority of them. And I don't know what got said to Xavier Leggett, if anything. I don't know if it was just a matter of the game was more physical and XL wasn't mentally prepared for it or what. What I do know is this. Xavier Leggett is trying to prove that he is not just the most recent miss at wide receiver, of which the Cats over the past couple of years have had a few of them. He's trying to prove he's not the most recent guy that they incorrectly overvalued as a wide receiver. We've seen the ability to route run. We've seen the ability to get open. We've seen the ability to elevate, catch the football. These are all things, especially for a quarterback like Bryce Young. We have seen how important those aspects are to the game. Again, that touchdown, well, that should have been a touchdown pass to Teteroa McMillan. The reason that that play worked was because the in-break, out-break, in-break from McMillan was such a crisp route that the millisecond that on the out-break, the step-in, step-out, when he cut the out-break, the cornerback defending him opened the hips to the sideline, McMillan cut to the underneath, and if you haven't seen it again, I'm begging you to go watch this throw, because I saw it in live action. When McMillan hits the out cut, gets the DB's hips flipped the wrong way, and cuts back to the inside, when that helmet turns around, that ball's already like at the goal line in the air. Bryce knew exactly how that play was going to shape up, and he threw it, which means that the play style of Xavier Leggett can work. Because combine the size with his ability to plant the foot, make the cut, make a double move if necessary, you fit the scheme, man. Like, your ability flips the field in favor of Bryce Young. But in an offseason, especially in preseason game number one, in an offseason where you are trying to prove that, A, you were the right pick, that B, you're the right guy to be in that spot. When you are in that position, when you are in that spot, when you've got that opportunity, I need you dialed in, man. Like, I need you dialed in. I need you at your best. And if you are going to start throwing hands at a guy wearing a helmet in the game that is pivotal, in a game, a preseason game that is pivotal to you proving that you're the right guy for this moment in this team. That's a letdown. Because you just caught your you just cost yourself at least 3 to 4 drives with QB1 and offensive line 1. And I don't care if it's against the twos. The entire premise of that game early was, can you show that you are the number two guy? Can you show that you work in this system? And most importantly, can you show that you can catch the gosh darn football? You know how you guarantee that I can't get answers to those questions? By sitting in your warm-up clothes in the locker room because you caught the boot from the ref. I can't, like, I get it. I'm not really anti-fight guy. Sometimes lines are crossed. The game's emotional. What I am is hurt your team guy. I'm not a big fan of that. And while I think there are in sports, and maybe this is, I don't know if this is against the grain or not, I also don't really care. There are times and places where I think people need to catch hands. Honestly, times and places. I saw a video over the weekend that took place in Australia or New Zealand, somewhere over there. There was this kid, probably like 22, 23 years old, and there was this guy, an old guy, like in his late 70s, early 80s, and they're on the bus. And I don't know what happened to start the whole thing, but it was this kid sitting behind the old guy, and he gets up, and he's like yelling in the old guy's face, and the old guy doesn't move. And then the kid like pretends like he's going to hit the old guy, and the old guy kind of shirks a little bit, again, because he's 80. And he shirks a little bit, and as soon as the kid pretends like he's going to hit the old guy, like 4 dudes from 4 directions get up. One guy, in what I can only describe as like a deleted scene from The Sopranos, one guy in a like suit and tie, but it was like real leisurely look, walks up to the kid, puts left hand around throat, sits him in seat. And Zoe doesn't punch him. Open hand.
Oh, I knew that's what you were going
to
say.
5 to the face.
Yeah, I knew that's exactly what you were going
to
say.
To the mouth. All right? And all of a sudden, this kid didn't have no more words. He sat there quiet like it was the back of Sunday school, man. Not a word to be said. The 4 fellas, they go sit down in their seats. And this kid on the video doesn't move a muscle again. And it's like, you know what? As much as Rob Brown is a woke pacifist, some dudes need to just get slapped in the mouth one time for people to help them to gain an understanding of this ain't appropriate. I don't know what happened that led up to XL throwing hands, which is why I'm not going to judge it, because who the hell knows? Here's what I do know. That while maybe that guy deserved to catch smoke, I need you on this team, man. And this was an opportunity in a preseason game with the ones against the twos. This was an opportunity for you to prove that you're the right guy to be WR2. This was an opportunity for you to prove that you're the guy that can help Bryce Young. You were the guy that can help Dave Canales. You were the guy that is the guy that we drafted you to be. And instead, you're in your shorts and your slides in the locker room watching the game on TV with the rest of us. You know what happened after that? Jalen Coker went out there, caught a tutty, showed that he can be an asset to the team. I'm not saying that it's got to be laid down and be a pushover. I am saying in that moment, you've got to think, I've got an opportunity to prove that I'm an asset. I've got an opportunity to prove that I am not a wasted draft pick or liability. And you didn't do that because you were in the locker room in your skivvies. That's not it, XL. Love you, dog. Want you around for a long time. You're a content-generating machine. I love you. But I need you on the field, not in the showers, my dude. That's not the time and place. Week 5, you're up 12. Cool, whatever. Not the time or place. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio, the Monday morning edition rolls on. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. How, Rob, do I get in touch with the show? I have just absolute loads of takes, of sharp opinions, of well-crafted thoughts. Well, I'm glad you asked, listener. It's very simple to do so. The phone number is there for you. 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can text that number as it is the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. You can also call that number if you wish to do so. You'll get live on the air, 844-326-3663. You can also tweet the radio program at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show. You can also tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on Word if you'd like to get at us in that direction. If you have something a little more long format, you can do it by emailing rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. And, of course, join the live stream. As so far, Brian has, Steven has, Jersey Joe has, Mike has. We'd love to have you on our live stream. Here's how you do that. You go to facebook.com/thefanupstate, click the like button. You go to the Fan Upstate on X and you follow it. You go to the Fan Upstate on YouTube and you subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can do the same with the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. We stream live all 4 hours of the show, all 5 days of the week. If you want to jump on board, here's your opportunity. We are talking, obviously, quite a bit of football this day as NFL preseason week number one is in the books. What takeaways did we have from these teams? Let's start with the big one. The big one is, don't overreact. The big one is every team has played one game of preseason football. The reality is no team has come anywhere close to showing you what they are. I think preseason games are better for evaluation of individual talent, individual growth, individual development, individual progression of the career. This is why I can be excited, say, about what I saw out of a brief appearance from Bryce Young, Jalen Coker, Teteroa McMillan, than I can about the Panther offense. This is why I am going to walk some of you, I think, off the ledge of going ahead and declaring that the Panthers' defense is still bad. I'm not saying it's not. You put out last year a historically bad NFL defense. We all know that. That's not a secret. That's not jumping up and surprising anybody. It was a historically bad year last year for the Carolina. It was, how bad was it? It was bad enough that in the span of 2 years, you went from having a defensive coordinator that was being looked at as one of the hottest prospects in the NFL's ever-long quest to find the next big deal at the head coaching spot to, let's play this game quick, name me the Panthers' defensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a dude that a couple of years ago we were having discussions of, should the Panthers go ahead and start preparing to replace the defensive coordinator because this guy is going to be a head coach sooner rather than later. Two, what's his name? Who's that guy? What's his name? So, Israel Evero, of course, is the defensive coordinator. A guy that a couple of years ago was being looked at by Denver for a head coaching job, by the LA Chargers before they landed on Jim Harbaugh for a head coaching job, to a guy that last year, even Rob Brown was going, is this the right dude? Right? Is this the right dude? Because there's more talent than we've been shown. But I would also make the argument that when you run a, as Evero does, when you run a 3-4, your nose tackle's the most important guy on the football field. And they didn't have a nose tackle. Because, again, Derrick Brown has been out more than he's been in with injuries. And if you run a 3-4, it takes me back to my favorite analogy that upsets so many of you for so many reasons. If you don't have the equipment, I don't care how good you are, you can't be successful. That's just how it goes. That's what real life looks and feels like. This is a defense that the last couple of years hasn't had the equipment. I'm not saying it's good if they do. I'm saying there's no way to know. Because when your defense is largely predicated on having a stud in the middle like Derrick Brown, if for no other reason than to eat double teams, to make sure that in your 3-4, you are at the very worst matched up 1v1, and more often than not, you are provided with a one-man advantage. When I don't have that guy, it changes up the plan. It changes up whether or not that can even be successful. And unfortunately, over the past couple of years, it has felt like Evero has not been able to adapt to not having him, and in a lot of cases, not having J.C. Horn as well. This is why, coming out of preseason game number one, my largest takeaway has been, no, the defense did not look like it was going to have a resurgence. Even with the majority of the ones, it has been, hey, man, let's see game two. Do we get Derrick Brown out there? Another week of recovering from bruised ribs. Do we get J.C. Horn out there from his injuries after the car accident? Are we going to get him back out there to take away the primary wide receiver on most plays, something that was of limited success against Shedeur Sanders and the Browns on Friday? Then I will feel a lot better about proclaiming, okay, we're in trouble, right? Are we going to see this Carolina Panther team be in the midst of the Cincinnati Bengals Bryce is going to have to go score 45 a game because we're going to let in 42 a game. I don't know. I don't think as of right now, I don't think anybody can know. I don't think we have that option
just
yet.
Just a little bit of a concern in the back of your mind. There's got to be.
I mean, sure, but I don't, for the record, I don't think anybody, I don't think anything is going to change that until we get into the regular season.
Well, expectations are not that high anyway, but I think there's, if it continues from last year and the year before and doesn't get any better, that's what you can expect. And there will be losses because the defense didn't hold up their part of the bargain.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Here's what I'm saying. Anybody who is saying that is, like that is what's happening here, I think is preemptive. If you hear anybody today go, oh, you've seen the defensive ones and they're terrible, they're trash, and we're gonna give up 45 a game. Relax. Relax, buddy. Relax, guy. Relax. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying those people are wrong. I'm saying that declaring today after one game where the defensive starters played five or six series is preemptive. It's premature. I'm not there yet. This is the danger of the preseason, especially the early preseason. The danger of the early preseason is not just we as fans or those of us that are fortunate enough to have keyboards and microphones jumping to a conclusion. It's the team consciously or subconsciously reaching the same conclusion and changing things before we really get to see them work out. I am not saying it is going to work out. I am not saying it is going to be better. I am saying that declaring that it's not is incorrect. And if we start to do that, if the team starts to do that, you might start to tinker in ways that are unnecessary. Let me see what this defense looks like with a guy I think is one of the top two or three defensive players, defensive tackles in the NFL before I say this D-line is trash. Let me see what this team looks like with a guy that I think within 2 years could be one of the highest paid defensive backs in the NFL before I start saying the D backfield is trash. Let me see what Shedeur Sanders looks like in the next two or three preseason games before I start to say that this defense is trash. Because, hey, maybe, not saying he is, maybe Shador's the real deal. Maybe he learned the humility that we had hoped he learned on draft night. I had the hypothesis. I floated it on this show last week. I also floated it on a couple of shows this weekend. I told Sean Levine the same thing yesterday. I was on his show on the Infinity Sports Network yesterday. And I said, here's my Shedeur theory. The Browns didn't draft him in the fifth round because they looked and they went, this guy's going to be a steal. They drafted him in the fifth round because of the situationship that they could put him in. Hey, man, look, we got benchmarks for you. Benchmark number one, I need you to outduel the rookie we took in the third round in Dylan Gabriel. If you can beat him out for QB3, then I need you to outduel the dude that we selected or that we picked up in free agency in Kenny Pickett. Not a great quarterback, but a guy that's got experience, success. If you can outduel him, then you got to outduel 40-year-old and extreme NFL veteran Joe Flacco. And if you outduel him, you're QB1, just like that. And it could take you the preseason. It could take you all of the initial season, your rookie season. Who knows how long it'll take you. But benchmarks. And by the way, there's no pressure on the guy. There's no pressure on Shedeur. We drafted you in the fifth round. You're not QB1. So I said that to Sean Levine. I said, think about it. You're taking the pressure off the guy. You hope he learns some humility on the way to the draft, and now he starts knocking down the benchmarks. I'll say right now,
I disagree. I disagree with you on the pressure, by the way. He is Deion Sanders' son. He's going to have pressure no matter what he does if he's on the football field.
That's only if he subscribes to that. The
pressure is there. I mean, I haven't been in that situation, but I got to say that it's got to always be there. Even when you try to push it off and go, I am my own guy, it's always going to be there. Especially playing that position where that gets most of the attention in football anyway.
See, I am going to say maybe it would be for you. You're not everybody, and everybody's not you. When I was growing up, and I'll make a quick anecdote because we got to get to the break. When I was growing up, my dad was a big name in our community back home, right? Big name. And it was regularly told to me, like, oh, you're going to make your dad proud. You're going to do this. You're going to follow your dad's footsteps and all that. And I realized that about 16, 17 years old, I did not want to do what my father did for a living. My father was a mortgage broker, but he specialized in helping armed forces veterans and lower income people get houses. And he was very successful and helped a lot of people in the community. I had no interest in doing that. I hated it. I despised it. And it took me until I was about 24, 25 years of age before I went, I don't have to be my dad. I don't have to do what he does. I don't have to the point that I told him that. I'm like, Dad, I don't want to do what you do. And he said, he was the only one, him and my mom, I can say this, the only one who said, then don't. You don't have to. You're your own cat. Do your thing. I understand that he's always going to be pushed as Dion's kid. But the only person that decides if that pressure mounts and impacts him is him. He's the only one. So my thought here would be, if by playing football he's able to not think about that and move on and play loose football, he's got the physical talent, and you saw that. Now, it is fair to say, probably too early to say that's Deion's boy playing offense. Probably early enough to say he looked good in the first half against the defense that was historically bad last year.
Yeah, he also missed some open receivers, and as you pointed out earlier, should have thrown the ball away, but instead thought he could run in the backfield and make things happen, and he got caught.
I agree, and there is also going to be a learning curve, as there is for many quarterbacks who play that style of football. You can get away with that in college when you're playing Washington.
You think I'm faster than everybody. I'm out here playing with boys, and then you get to the NFL and find out you are not.
You can do that in college when you're playing Washington. When you're playing an NFL defense, everybody on the other side, even the three-depth guys, were all Americans in college. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more preseason football, get some college discussion, even a little baseball, because holy crap, the Braves look like a baseball team this weekend. Too little, too late, but they did. All that more coming up after Lonzo hits you with a world-class caliber sports flash.
Speaking of those Braves, the Atlanta Braves offense was clicking over the weekend as they took 4 of 5 against Miami and scored at least 7 in all 4 wins. Series was wrapped with a 7-1 victory yesterday with 9 hits, including homers from Ozuna, Olsen, and Harris II, and doubles from Profar, Albies, and Harrison II. Spencer Rattler got the start for the Saints against the Chargers yesterday. Rattler went 7 for 11 for 53 yards and carried 3 times for 22 yards, leading all rushers for New Orleans. Rookie Tyler Shuck completed 15 of 22 passes for 165 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Former Clemson quarterback DJ Uiagalelei threw just 1 pass for 49 yards in a short appearance for the Chargers, who won the game 27-13. The Dolphins and Bears finished their first preseason game in a 24-24 tie, which, I mean, come on, guys. Former Longhorn Quinn Ewers went 5 of 18 for 91 yards, and Zach Wilson went 5 of 9 for 96, while Tua Tagovailoa went 5 of 6 for 27.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.